Good morning. It's a Friday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Hank FM, Not Necessarily the News, where you never have to click through a paywall to get your news.
But we do take donations, right?
Yeah, if engineering could figure out how to get the paywall to actually work, and not have to, but we don't have the password to set it up. We'll just keep it free from now on. Here on our Hank Facebook Live, too. Hello, all you Friday streamers. Have fun in the comments section. Welcome to it. Tonight's lead story was overnight at midnight. The new Morgan Wallen album dropped.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Bruh.
I wonder how many listeners we've lost this morning. Because they're just jamming out to Morgan Wallen's 36 songs on this thing.
Good night.
Collaborations with all sorts of peoples, the Posties, the Eric Churchies, Hardy. It's the album I'm the Problem, dropped at midnight. And one particular fan named Gabrielle posted online that she got it ahead of time.
Oh.
Ordering it on Amazon. The new Morgan Wallen album showed up a full 2 days ahead of last night, midnight.
Oh my gosh.
Droppage.
So was it a download or did she actually get a physical copy?
It was a CD.
Ah, look at you.
A double CD pack.
So retro.
That she got off of it. And fans were saying, well, leak the album. You've got it. You're somehow Amazon messed up. You got it early. So start streaming the thing. Mm-hmm. Let us hear it. And she says, no, I will not leak the album. I feel that wouldn't be the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Going to respect Morgan Wallen's process.
And what's her name again?
She would be, however, willing to accept a gift for doing the right thing. She said, if in return, Morgan wants to give me some VIP tickets for being, you know, a good person, I would gladly accept them. So,
Or you could just be a good person and not even tell anyone that you have it.
She instead got a gift from a Saudi prince just for the album.
Oh, that's
now,
nice.
That in other news, breaking news on this, people still are buying CDs.
Breaking news!
So there it is.
Seriously. So this is kind of cool. Michael J. Fox headed back to work. Now, he's been added onto this show. I've never watched it. It's called Shrinking and stars Jason Segel as a therapist and a widower raising a teenage daughter. You can look for that on Apple TV. Apparently, it also shows Harrison Ford on occasion. And this is pretty inspirational, especially if you happen to be living with a disability. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's back in 1991. Hasn't done a whole lot since. And the employment rate for those living with disabilities, that was at just 22.7% in 2024. So it can be tough. And it may not look like a full-time job. However, work does provide a lot of those mental health benefits. So good for him.
What's the show called?
It's called Shrinking.
I listened to Will It Sink or Float just this morning.
Oh, not sinking.
Shrinking. Yeah, shrinking. It's easy to get confused.
Okay. On TV this weekend, you've got a bunch of series finale. Like CBS is killing everything. The final SWAT this weekend. Also Suits LA. Without Meghan Markle. It's Mark Cuban's final Shark Tank tonight that will air on WFAA. Ooh. Yeah. He has he said that's it. I wish he would buy the Mavericks back. And then on Sunday, it's the 23rd season finale of American Idol.
Oh, how fabulous.
We do have a dog in the hunt, though. Brianna Nix is in the top three, and she is a Denton, Texas native. In fact, back on Wednesday night and afternoon, they did the whole American Idol hometown tour.
Oh, that's right.
Where we go to the hometown, the sleepy town of Denton, Texas. Yeah, they had the Main Street little parade thing and no Luke Bryan sightings. So that's good. Denton's safe. So, hey, go Brianna. Go get them. Go win American Idol.
I do love a parade.
And stay away from Luke Bryan.
Start your engines, girls. Speaking of which, Tommy Lee is single and looking to mingle. Apparently, he has parted ways with his latest wife, Brittany Furlon. Now, his drinking could be to blame. Insiders say they have not lived together for over 2 weeks. If you're keeping track at home, he was also previously married to Heather Locklear, Pam Anderson, someone named Elaine Starchuk. I mean, I'm not saying that he is the issue, but you might not want to get emotionally attached to a drummer. Don't ask me how I know this.
I think Elaine Starchuk is on that show Shrinking.
I don't think so.
Noted Texan character actor. That's always an interesting moniker, character actor.
Oh, that means they're serious.
That's one of those, if you see a picture of him, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy. Because he's been about a billion.
Uh-huh. I love him.
Joe Don Baker passing away. His family let out the news yesterday. Age of 89, he was a Groesbeck, Texas native. Speaking of, Denton graduated from North Texas State at the time it was called, before it was UNT. But he was in a lot of things. Noticeably, the first go-around of the movie Walking Tall. He was the rugged sheriff, Buford Pusser. And then he was also in James Bond movies. Speaking of, with Pierce Brosnan's birthday today. So, salute, Joe Don Baker. It's one of those, if you see a picture. Oh.
So do you want to live like one of the most popular men on earth, Katie?
What? I'm sorry?
Do you want to live like one of the most popular men on earth?
Let me turn the microphone
okay.
up. Okay.
Okay. So do you want to do, well, the childhood home of one Pope Leo the 14th is now up for sale. Apparently it's a Cape Cod style abode. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, perfect for the budding family, was recently renovated and is conveniently located in Dalton, Illinois.
Hey.
Now, it was previously listed for $219,000. Apparently, no one really wanted to buy it. But then, Bob, as they call him in Chicago, was elected as the Pope.
Yeah.
So now, it's going up for an online auction next month.
You know, it's all just over there from Des Plaines.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, first McDonald's was there.
Really?
Bob.
Mickey D's.
Speaking of drummers, a new study has revealed that chimpanzees drum with rhythm when they bang on tree trunks.
Oh.
However, their lyrics are often very cliche and repetitive. And in movie news, The Passion of the Christ 2 is in production. And the sequel to it, led by Mel Gibson, yet again, will be called, they released the title, The Resurrection of the Christ. Mel Gibson reportedly is going to great lengths to, quote, keep production under wraps so as not to leak any information or spoilers before its completion. I mean,
you know,
I mean, we
should we tell him we could read the book?
I mean, we kind of know how it ends. I mean, if you don't, there's a ton of places on Sunday that we'll mention it a bunch of times. So spoiler alert.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
It's going to be great.